What's good, guys? Welcome back to Black Star Podcast. This is your boy Jarrett. And guys, I've been asking around and I've actually got a couple opinions and also formed my own theory upon this. But this is pertaining to bank accounts in a large amount of money. So say for instance, what I mean by a large amount of money, I'm talking about say for instance you have a bank account full of like $1 million. Now, a lot of people, they believe that I keep $1 million in the bank, I'll be fine. I don't have to worry about investments. I don't have to worry about any bills or anything. But what these people do not understand is that if you have $1 million in the bank can only guarantee you if the bank loses its money or if went into what's it? Went into collections. The bank can only assure you $250,000. So I was talking to a coworker today. And we're talking about money and investments. And he was talking about Kanye becoming a billionaire. And he was asking me, what would you do if you had $1 million? Would you keep it in the bank? And I told him, no, I would not keep $1 million in the bank because A, I could lose that money due to depreciation of currency. And then also, I would be at risk of losing $750,000 of that money to the bank if they went under. So that being said, I was telling them, like, instead of having $1 million in the bank, I would put my money into investments. I would put my money into property. I would put my money into assets that actually earned me money instead of just leaving it sitting in the bank, just waiting to be spent. And the reason why, and I told him this because if, say for instance, I had a multiple bank accounts. Do you even know how hard it is to even keep up with three bank accounts? Let alone 10 or 15 or damn near 20 if you have 20 bank accounts, which I don't know anybody that does, but there's probably gonna be that one crazy motherfucker out there that's gonna have 20 bank accounts. But just based on the conversation with him, like I was telling him, like you do not want to keep that money in the bank because if say for instance, like right now we're in a recession, so the currency, the US dollar, is half his value. Everything that we have to buy costs literally double what it cost 3 4 years ago. Everything right now is doubled the price because of the depreciated currency that we have, which is the dollar. So that is a big reason. And like I said before, I would put my money into money generating assets. So basically assets like businesses, investments like S&P 500 companies, Tesla, Apple, Google, Microsoft, Facebook, Bit, not Bitcoin, Ethereum, basically a bunch of stuff to keep my money out of the bank. Because the bank is going to take that money and they're going to charge you to use your money. So basically, you're getting screwed from both ends of the spectrum. They're making money off of your money, and you have $1 million in the bank. So they can loan your money out to thousands of people, and you have to pay a loan, or have to pay a fee on your bank account to even have that money in there, and then you have to pay a fee to get the loan back, to get a loan. So basically, you're getting fucked from two ends of the stick. And that's what I was telling them. If you had $1 million, you have to put it into generating assets. Then we were talking about Kanye and how Kanye was once a billionaire. And then I told him Kanye wasn't actually a billionaire. The only reason why he was considered a billionaire is because of the assets that he had with Adidas. Kanye was really never a billionaire. Yet, reason why Jay-Z is a billionaire is because and LeBron is a billionaire is because they both have assets in businesses. They have investments, and they also have businesses. Jay-Z runs his own recording studio. LeBron has multiple chains of restaurants, and also have investments, and also has investments in Nike, and also has a product line, you know, the LeBron's deal with Nike. So that's the reason why he's a billionaire. Kanye has Yeezys, but the thing about it is, everybody is blackballing Kanye because Kanye's some things he's saying is right, but I'm going to be honest with you, he's doing a little too much. He's bringing too much negative attention to him, and a lot of people are starting to get turned off from that, and they're starting to run and kick rocks. But that's what's going on with everything. And a lot of people don't realize that your mouth will literally turn away your business. Like I said, do your research. And also, if you are a person that is buying a lot of name brand stuff like Gucci, Versace, all this stuff, I'm going to just tell you one thing and one thing only. You're buying all those products to make yourself feel rich. But what you're actually doing is you're making yourself look broke. Because I'm going to tell you this one thing. Most rich people do not wear Versace, Louis Vuitton. And if they do wear it, they're sponsored by them. They're getting paid to wear their product and promote their product so that you can go out there and buy their product. It's called marketing. They pay the celebrity or the influencer to wear their product. And that in turn entices you to go out and buy their product so that they can generate and make money while you're still broke. At the end of the day, after you spend your paycheck trying to buy a Versace belt. That's just a little quick pointer for you guys that's out there that's wanting to buy all these high-end products. Some high-end products is good, but it's not about the quantity. It's about the quality of your product. Look for companies that have good quality products. That's not too flashy. That's not, you know, out there all over the fucking place. I wear fucking Russell activewear, but I'm about to upgrade I'm about to upgrade my entire wardrobe. I'm gonna give me a couple suits, give me some activewear, and then give me some nice blue jeans and some shirts and some shoes, some nice casual business shoes and some I'm about to look professional. About to cut my hair, look more professional, keep my beard trimmed, you know, stop looking all scruffy and shit. But that's because I want to be the part instead of talking about the part. Because I am, like I said before, I am gaining a understanding for doing the things that I want to do. And that's what you guys should be doing too. So, guys, go out there and conquer the world. Do what you got to do. Make that bread. And don't be chasing these hoes. Don't be chasing after nobody. Chase your money. Chase your purpose. And if a person comes along that entices you and that inspires you, be with them. But if there's a person that doesn't entice you or support you in your endeavors, move along and keep it rolling. But anyways, guys, please like, share, subscribe to the YouTube channel, and please support the podcast on Spotify.com, Pocket Cast, Stitcher, and also BitCast or whatever the thing is. But anyways, guys, oh, also, like I said before, Black Star Podcast has its website up online now at JarrettCarson15 at dot wiki wixsite.com/Black Star Podcast. That's going to change very soon. But anyways, guys, like I said, like, share, subscribe to YouTube channel, support the podcast, and please, and thank you for listening to this podcast. And I will see you guys on the flip side. Thank you, guys. Bye.